Good morning, a Tuesday morning, and that means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, hi, Dave. How you doing?
Doing okay on this Tuesday. We're looking at the ongoing testimony at the perjury trial of former Rensselaer County District Attorney Joel Abelov. Remind our listeners about the trial.
Yeah, this is really kind of a remarkable case. I don't think we've seen anything like this maybe ever around here, but Joel Abelov, the former district attorney in Rensselaer County, is on the stand for allegedly committing perjury when he testified before a grand jury about how he handled the police killing of Edson Thevenin in Troy in April of 2016. Mr. Abelov may never take the stand at his trial, but on Monday, prosecutors read into the record his testimony before that grand jury, which was used by the state attorney general's office to look into how he handled the police shooting, which quickly cleared Sergeant Randall French of wrongdoing in the shooting of Edson Thevenin, who was a drunk driving suspect. Previous witnesses at the trial have said that police were still investigating the case, collecting evidence, and waiting for ballistics analysis when Abelov presented the case to a grand jury 5 days after the shooting. A subsequent grand jury investigated Abelov's handling of the case, and he testified before that panel. That's what was read in court yesterday. He told grand jurors when he testified that he was, quote-unquote, quite convinced there was no criminal conduct on the part of Sergeant French and that it was a justifiable shooting. Even if French admitted wrongdoing when he testified in front of the grand jury that declined to charge him, he couldn't be charged because Abelov let him testify with immunity. The grant of immunity is key to the case the Attorney General's office is presenting, because they contend Abelov lied about the circumstances around the immunity offered to a police officer involved in an earlier Troy police shooting. Mr. Abelov faces the possibility of prison time and the loss of his law license if he's convicted of the perjury charge.
From there, let's look at Vermont State Police investigators who have identified remains that they found a year ago to be that of a Saratoga County woman.
State police said Monday they're investigating a homicide after they got back DNA results on remains were found in a gravel pit outside of Bennington about a year ago. They were determined to be a 43-year-old woman from Ballston Spa named Jessica Hillenbrand. She was 43. She also has ties to Niskayuna. The medical examiner says that her cause of death is a homicide, though no official cause of death has been found other than the determination that it was indeed a homicide. Hillenbrand was last heard from by family in July of 2019. A few months before that, she posted an apology on Facebook to the people that she, quote-unquote, hurt through my insane toxic relationship. Her final Facebook post was on July 7th of 2019.
Mike, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Hey, thanks, Dave. Have a good day.